with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to TLV Talk Radio. And today, Roger plans on getting just a little bit more, I don't know, rambunctious, a little bit more in the face of those who deserve it than I usually do. But again, I don't think that's going to surprise too many of you. It is Sunday, June 12th, 2022, and this is episode 21 of TLB Talk Radio. And just to give you a for instance, or just to give you an idea as to what's setting me up for that opening statement, the title of the show is Democrats and America's Destruction. And I think you all know me well enough by now that I don't make statements that I'm not willing to throw some weight behind. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to say it loud enough so that Sam, our gracious, the guy who makes sure that this show is heard every single week, I'm going to make sure that Sam, the producer, understands that I'm not going to be able to take calls again today. But I need you all to understand that you can always leave a comment or a question on the articles that are published with this show embedded in it every single Monday on the LibertyBeacon.com by noon Central Time. And this happens every week. It's always published by noon. And again, I keep telling you, I am willing to answer your questions. I am willing and will appreciate any comments you can leave. My issue is, and I'm the one who screwed all this up, and y'all have heard this before, but I'm going to tell you again. When I was originally asked how long a show I wanted, my schedule is so busy, I figured an hour would be about all I could handle. But I always put out enough information to more than fill up an hour, which leaves very little to no time for calls. What I'm thinking of doing sometime in the near future is doing a quick news update, which may be 10 minutes, and then doing the other 50 minutes of nothing but calls. And we'll see what people over the last 21 or 22 episodes have thought of the information I've put out or any questions they feel that I may be able to answer for them, or at least give them an answer that they would expect from someone like Roger. Okay, today's show points out the fact that the Democrats feel that by stealing an election, which is a fact, and it can be proven, regardless of how many of you idiots out there constantly say there's no way you can prove that. Yes, we can. So stop saying it's a lie. Stop saying it's a wish. Stop saying it didn't happen. It did. And 2,000 mules is another feather in the pocket of those carrying enough proof. The weight of proof is on our side. It now becomes the task of those who don't believe us to prove we're wrong, and you cannot. So, let me start that again. Today's show points out the fact that the Democrats feel that by stealing an election, which is a fact, they now assume the right to rule America. No, I didn't say lead America. I said rule America, because nothing could be further from the truth if I would say to lead America. Since the beginning of Joe Bob's term, this country has been on a downward trajectory, the likes of which we have never seen. I will be 68 years old in August. I have never seen anything like this. And I went through the Jimmy Carter years, and I went through the Nixon years, and I went through, and I could go over and over again with what I would consider to be leaders who failed. Nothing compares to this. It doesn't even come close. Again, since the beginning of Joe Bob's term, this country has been on a downward trajectory, the likes of which none of us have ever seen, nor could we have imagined. Sedition and treason against we the people is no longer a far reach in any discussion about America's fate if this is not brought to a halt immediately. And we will discuss just exactly that today. But as usual, before we get started, I would like to once again say thanks to RBN for the platform. And again, there aren't a whole lot of platforms out there that would tolerate what I have to say. Why? Because the truth today is not tolerable. It really isn't, especially if it doesn't fit your political narrative. We're going to get into that a little bit deeper too. So RBN offers not only me, but there are other really phenomenal show hosts on this network. They're all worth listening to. Please do so. So my appreciation to RBN for offering me this platform. And to Sam, oh, this will be the second time I mention you today, Sam, who is the show's producer and always makes sure that you can hear me whether I'm hollering or whispering. And Sam does a great job. I would also like to say thank you to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show every Thursday on her network. And she also hosts my newest show, which I co-host with Stephen Roberts, and that's Eagle's Eye Report. And that's on Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Central. They are all a very significant part of the weekly success of the Liberty Beacon Project and its message. And we are very appreciative. Again, I will state the message I bring you today is not entertainment. It's not intended to be entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Everything I bring you, especially when my voice is at this level, are things I have delved into deep enough to understand they are based on fact. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action or the course of action that treasonous or tyrannical leaders are dragging us down, which brings us right into today's subject matter. For any who have even remotely considered that all we see going disastrously wrong all around us is the fault of puppet-in-chief, Joe Bob. Well, if you consider that, you're either someone who never looks at the news, whether it's mainstream media or alternative media, or someone who is smoking some really good stuff, and I'll leave that right there. Joe Bob does not even have the mental faculties to get out of his own way, never mind run a country. Anybody who honestly believes that in order to run a campaign for president of the United States, you can hide in your basement for 90 to 95% of the campaign, but yet you have the mental faculties to run a country? Are you kidding me? If you truly believe that, go away right now, because you're not going to like anything else I have to say. You're really not. One reason is what I just said. The other reason is it's all based on fact. And we know for a fact that if you're a Democrat, you probably don't believe in fact or the truths. And I'm going to go over that too. None of this is a joke. As a matter of fact, it's the biggest disaster this country has ever faced politically in its 250-year history. This country is in so much trouble right now, and everything out there is meant to distract you from the fact that America is going to her freaking knees. Not a joke, not a guess, not fear porn, an absolute fact. And I'll give you some of the points to prove that today. No, today this country is being run by Joe Bob's owners or his handlers, whose agenda is to take America to her knees in order to facilitate global governance. You've all heard me say that before, okay? You've all heard me say over and over again, and I've been saying it for over a decade in shows, in articles I've written, blah, blah. I've been telling everybody you cannot bring in global governance until the cowboys of the world are brought to their knees. This includes our top law enforcement agencies and intel agencies like the FBI and the CIA that blatantly lied and actively helped to facilitate a coup against the sitting president. Not a joke! Again, these are things that are right in front of your face, but when you decide to look at it to see if it's real, all of a sudden there's not enough baby formula. All of a sudden we just pulled out of Afghanistan. All of a sudden there's a war between Russia and Ukraine. You are being trained to look at everything but what you should be looking at. And again, we'll get into that. Okay. We're talking about the FBI being complicit. We're talking about the CIA being complicit. How many of these intel agency heads or ex-intel agency heads, I think it was 51 of them, signed a letter stating that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation? Did you hear what I just said? Okay. As well as just about all levels of the Democratic Party, which are complicit. If you're questioning what I just said about the Democratic Party, please tell me why they have sat back as all of this sabotage has rocked America, offering no help or no pushback in any way, shape, or form. When we have the CIA stepping up to say something and we know it's wrong and they know it's wrong, they have said nothing. When we had the FBI stepping up to confirm something that wasn't a fact and now is proven not to have been a fact, how many of them have gone back to the FBI and said, somebody needs to be fired. You need to revamp this organization. You people are not working for the American people. How many Democrats have done that? I know a lot of Republicans have. And believe me, I'm not telling you all Republicans are good, because even I don't believe that. There's rhinos out there. But how many Democrats have stepped up to ever slam the CIA, the FBI, or any intel agency for backing the lies that were used to slam Trump into a wall over and over again for his entire 4 years in office? How many Democrats have done this? Any? Speak up. Any? No, not one. They all went along with what they were told to say. I have stated on many occasions and for almost a decade that the global government cannot exist, as I told you, unless the cowboys are brought to their knees. This is the main reason Trump could not, would not be allowed a second term under any circumstances, even if they had to steal the election. What did I just say? Now look around you. You will see America is being pushed ever closer to the proverbial cliff every single day. Where are the Democrat patriots? Where are the Democrats who are supposed to be serving you? Who? Who sent them to Washington? They didn't send themselves to Washington. They were sent to Washington by you. What's their job? Their job isn't to go to Washington and get rich, although they're all doing that. What is their job? Their job is to go to Washington and to be your voice. How many Americans are happy with just about anything that's going on today? Anything. And I'm going to give you a list. That's part of this show. How many Americans are happy with what they're seeing? How many? Where are the Democrats who, having seen the tyranny, the treason, and the sedition that is blatantly visible, standing up for our founding documents, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Or how many of them are saying, well, you know, the First Amendment doesn't really say this, or the Second Amendment isn't in stone, or the... This is what we're hearing. If it's not from Joe Bob, it's from Nancy Pelosi. It's from Chuck Schumer. When he stands on the steps of, yeah, the Supreme Court and threatens them. Are you kidding me? Why are all of these Democrats silent or rubber stamping all of this with very little to even say if anything at all, about it. When's the last time you saw a true Democrat stand up and say Nancy Pelosi is wrong, she's committing sedition? When's the last time you saw a true Democrat stand up and say what's going on in the border is absolute treason by Biden's actions? When's the last time, and I could go on and on and on? When? Now, I've seen a lot of Republicans on the news saying just what I just said. When's the last time you saw a Democrat doing this? Now, when I start a show with a title like that, okay, Democrats and America's Destruction, are you starting to get my drift? Are you starting to understand? And when I say treason is being committed on the border, I'm not joking, and that's one of the talking points we're going to go over. When I say nobody in the Democratic Party, or so few that there is no news on it at all, if a Democrat stood up to slam Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, or, I don't care, Chuck Schumer, or any, I don't know, any Democratic governor, how much mainstream media news coverage do you think that would get? How much? My biggest problem with all of this is in the understanding that these people have to understand that we're coming up on an election in which all of Congress needs to pay the piper. And some senators need to pay the piper. And they're still not standing up. And they're still not saying what needs to be said to protect this country, your rights, and the very Constitution that this country is based on. They're not doing it. Why would this even be happening? How can this be this bad, and an entire party, which actually makes up supposedly, and I'm not thinking it is anymore, over half of the voting population in this country, and I think that's a lie right about now. I think they've slipped, and they slipped quite a bit. But why would the leaders that represent, or the representatives, better term, that represent half of America, be lying through their teeth or not saying anything at all? Apparently, they don't feel there is any accountability for rulers. There may be for representatives, but not for rulers. I'm going to give you a list, and I'm going to start out by just giving you the list, and then we're going to hit each one of these points one at a time. Okay? And hold on one second. Let me bring this up because I want to read this list off to you so I get every single point correct. Okay. This is a list of in-your-face tyranny, but it's not a complete list. It's just the ones that are the most in-your-face today. Open border policy. Oil dependency. Afghanistan pullout. Vaccine mandates. Military's destruction. Critical race theory, domestic terrorist parents, baby formula, Roe versus Wade, runaway inflation, Ministry of Truth, Russiagate, January 6th. That, my friends, is the short list we're going to go over. That's the short list. And inside of that list, there is treason. Inside of that list, there is sedition. And the entire list is tyranny. But yet, when I started this off by telling you Democrats, America's destruction, how many of you rolled your eyes into the back of your head? How many Democrats are standing up for any of those 13 points I just gave you and saying we can't have this in America? How many? How many Democrats in Congress? How many Democrats in the Senate? How many are there truly representing you? Because there aren't a whole lot of we the people, which is Democrats, independents, and Republicans in this country that want just about any of this that's going on. But what do we get? What do we get when we ask why they're not saying anything? We get the sound of crickets chirping. That's all we get. It seems that today, Democrats can definitely support tyranny. What they can't support are the people that sent them there to represent. And I'm going to give you one more little piece of that that most of you don't understand. Okay? There should never have been career politicians. It shouldn't have existed ever. Because a career politician is bought and paid for. If somebody knows they're only going to be in there as a congressman for 4 years, 6 years at the most, then what they're going to do is do the very best they can to build the very best name they can. So when they go back to their community, they're going to be thought of somebody with a value. A senator, maybe one, maybe two terms. He's going to be there a little bit longer. She's going to be there a little bit longer. But at the same time, they're not going to be there for 40 or 50 years. The longer somebody is in Congress, and Congress includes both the Senate and the House of Representatives. As long as someone is in Congress, the longer they are there, the more bought and paid for they are. There are people like Nancy Pelosi that most of the people in her district can't even stand the sight of, but yet she gets elected every single time with a big margin. Does that make sense to anybody? Chuck Schumer? Who the hell can stand Chuck Schumer? Even people in his own district, go there and ask them. How long has he been there? And I could go on and on. These people are so bought and paid for that the tyranny being slammed into your face on a daily basis is exactly what they're supposed to be doing. It's what they pay. It's the price they pay for guaranteed sitting in that chair in perpetuity. You want to be there forever? Then the elites have a job for you. And anybody who thinks that a vast majority of these people, and it's not, again, all Democrats, Republicans, if they were in power right now, we may be talking about them. But when you control both houses of Congress and you control the presidency, that's when the tyranny can show its face. The past. And this is exactly what we're saying. So let's start with these, and let's go through these 13 points one at a time. The open border policy. That is treason right under your nose. Okay, when I said there's treason in this, let's start with the open border policy. President of the United States, when he is sworn in, swears to protect the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. That includes protecting the borders of this country. Anybody out there listening to me doesn't think that protecting this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic, doesn't mean protecting our borders? You're a moron. Of course it does. But not only is our border open, but it's intentionally open. And not only is our border open, but those coming across the border are rewarded for it. We may have some of the poorest people in the world coming across that border, but once they come across the border, they're put on jet planes or buses and moved somewhere around the country and then given a great place to stay, probably better than they've ever lived in their life, given so much money for food, being taken care of medically. Their children can go to school. All of this is given to them, and they're illegals. And you don't know about it. You wake up the next morning, and the news tells you that 4 busloads pulled into your city last night. Where are these people? Who's paying for this? You are. Did you say you wanted to do this? No, you didn't. Are they representing you? No, they're not. Are they protecting the border? Hell no. How many of them are terrorists? Our own government has stepped up to say that over the last year, at least 44 of those who were checked out coming across the border were terrorists. Yes, 44 people. Now, what I'm going to tell you is they also know that at least 750,000 more people, with others saying it could be well over 1 million people, cross that border without ever getting stopped or without being held up or without having to go through anything, just literally snuck across the border. The estimates are at a minimum 750,000. Let's say 1 million. I figure it's probably even more than that, but let's say 1 million. If you've got over 100,000 and you found 44 terrorists, known terrorists, out of 100,000 people that you've actually had coming across the border where somebody was checking their papers or, you know, clocking them in or giving them a date where they had to check in with the government or whatever, if you found 44 terrorists out of 100,000 people, how many do you think there were in the million that nobody stopped? How many do you think? If we just do the math, we'd probably have to say it's close to 500, wouldn't we? So would Joe Bob be ultimately responsible for letting 500 terrorists, whose job it is to sabotage America, into this country knowingly? Because he has no plans to stop this. There is actually reports out and articles out right now about buses carrying illegals across the border, busing them across the border and into different states in the United States. If you can tell me this isn't treason, I wish to hell you'd explain it to me, because the one thing he's not doing is protecting the United States from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. As a matter of fact, he's exacerbating the situation, and he's giving him a free pass. This is one out of 13. We're going on a break real soon, so I'm not going to jump to the next one. But what I'm telling you here is that we have a president that is committing treason against America, and he's not doing it. He doesn't have the brains to do it. This is being done by those who took him from his basement and put him in the White House. These are his handlers. These are his owners. These are the elites who swore to God that America would go to her knees, the cowboys of the world would go to their knees before global governance would be set up. Why? Because any other country in the world that wishes to mouth off, they're going to look at him and say, we brought the cowboys of the world to their knees. What kind of chance do you think you have? Look around you. Have you ever seen America in a more dire situation than it is today? I don't care if it's economics. I don't care if it's health. I don't care if it's military. I don't care if it's scholastic. I don't care if it's monetary. Stop and think. I can give you disasters in each and every one of those topics, and I could give you half a dozen in each and every one of those topics. Disasters. Not little oopses, not small problems, disasters of massive consequence, all happening at the same time to us, to you and me. On the other side of this break, we'll feed into 12 more of these. And hopefully I won't spend as much time on each of them as I spent on the first one. But the first one, that's where the treason is blatant. That's where the treason is blatant. We'll be back.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie. great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hear my words out of my heart, teach you. Take my arms out of my heart, reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops fell, and echoed in the wells of silence.
Okay. Days, I'm going to let that entire song play because it's so in tune with the word I'm trying to get out to you, but we need to expedite here. I've got one question to finish off the first topic, which was open border policy, and that is this. Everybody can blame just about everything that's happening on Joe Bob or his handlers or his owners or whatever you want to call them, okay, his masters, his puppet masters. This all falls back to the title of the show, okay? Watching America be destroyed. Democrats watching America being destroyed. How many Democrats have you seen form a committee, form a group, and step up to do whatever they can because their states are being affected too? How many have stepped up to tell Joe Bob, you need to stop this? How many have said, this is enough, you're committing treason against the American people, don't do this. I have seen a lot of Republicans screaming bloody murder about what's going on in the border or at the border. How many Democrats have you seen literally putting their career on the line for those who voted to send them there? How many? So let's go to the next point. The next point is oil dependency. There are some things that most people don't understand, and there's some things that most people don't know. But The fact remains that the United States has enough oil to more than take care of our needs for over 100 years to come. And that is at the rate of growth we were having prior to oil use growth, prior to what Joe Bob did his second day in office. What most people don't understand is that under the Southern Rockies, there is a reserve. There's some in shale oil, but some that's not. But a reserve that's estimated to be between 1 and 3 trillion barrels of oil. It's never been touched. And the government won't let it be touched. But yet, we're going to get into wars over this. But yet, we're going to go and beg those who have nothing but negative influence or negative thoughts about America for their oil, whether it's Venezuela, whether it is Saudi Arabia, whether it is Iran. Tell me how much Iran likes America. Please, somebody tell me. And when I see a president all but begging Iran to give us more oil because he won't allow us to bring our own oil out of the ground, which makes us dependent on somebody that doesn't trust us and we don't trust halfway across the planet. Globalism, anybody? When I tell you that the oil reserves in this country are probably as big as, or darn close to as big as, all of the rest of the known oil reserves on the planet combined. But yet, we need to beg Venezuela. We need to beg OPEC. We need to beg Saudi Arabia. We need to beg Iran for oil. We need to beg Russia. That's in limbo right now. But there's a reason for that as well. Right now, when people talk about inflation, what they don't seem to understand is how tightly the price of oil, which is 100% Joe Bob's fault. And when I say this, you know I mean his owners or his handlers. Again, he's not smart enough to do this stuff himself. But it's 100% Joe Bob's fault. Why? When you double the price of oil, how much does that do, or what does that do to the price of diesel fuel? How is a vast majority of the products brought to you? How many products do you use require some form of fossil fuel to produce them? Whether it's coal, whether it's natural gas, whether it's oil. When you restrict these things with oil being on the top of the list, what you do is cause a massive increase in everything. Everything. Unless you're growing it in your backyard. And then, if you're using fertilizer, they got you again. Yeah. So, right now, what people need to understand is the massive amount of damage being done to this country because of what Joe Bob did with his executive order. What Joe Bob did when he strangled the oil industry and brought us out of oil independence and into oil dependency. That was the kickoff to destroying the American economy. And it's working very, very well. It wasn't done unintentionally. It was done intentionally. And if you're trying to tell me they didn't know what the ramifications would be, these are the smartest people on the planet. And I don't mean the individuals. I'm talking about with the artificial intelligence computers, the whole nine yards. They have the ability to work things out over centuries. And you're going to tell me they weren't aware of cutting off or shutting down American oil production or gas production or even coal? They weren't aware of the ramifications? Yes, they were. And you're looking at them. So tell me where that isn't treason. Tell me where destroying, intentionally destroying the best economy the planet has ever seen is not treason. Okay, what's the third point? Afghanistan pullout. This one hits home to me really, really hard because I spent 20 years working for the military industrial complex and almost 9 years inside the military. So it's close to 30 years I worked for the military in one portion or another, or one fashion or another. And when I worked for the military industrial complex, I facilitated DOD contracts. I worked for Raytheon. When we pulled out of Afghanistan, the ramifications weren't so much what was the Taliban going to do. The Taliban really was there all along. If the Taliban hadn't have been there, then you would have found that the military industrial complex would have been pretty sad if we had come home, because then they couldn't have sold billions upon billions of dollars of weapons to Uncle Sam every year to continue the boondoggle in Afghanistan. But when all of a sudden you pull out and you not only leave over $80 billion worth of equipment and all kinds of other things behind, but you leave Americans behind. And you leave those who worked for Americans behind. And the Taliban, if you worked for America and you had a job with them for 10 years, the Taliban is either going to, I don't know, find a way to ostracize you out of your community or literally kill you as a traitor. And a lot of that happened. A lot of Afghanis that had worked for Americans during the occupation were put to death. How much of that were you told? What were you told about the fact that Americans were left behind and there are still Americans in Afghanistan? What were you told? Is anybody talking about that today? No, there's too many other disasters. We don't want to talk about that, right? That's a disaster that's worn itself out. But if you're going to do this, what are you doing? The first thing you're doing is you're knocking the confidence of our allies in us to its knees. And the second thing you're doing is you're turning us into a laughingstock to those we consider to be our enemies or our adversaries. What do you think China thought? One of the first things China did when we pulled out was to go in and talk to the Taliban about making a connection with them and filling the void that America left behind. Stop and think what Roger just said. Is that a joke? No. Do some research online. You'll find out that's exactly true. All right. Let's go to point number four. Vaccine mandates aided in economic destruction. They couldn't mandate, or they tried to mandate, all across the entire country. And the Supreme Court stepped up to say, you can't do that. But he could do it to individuals who worked for the government. And he could threaten those, and when I say he, I'm talking about his handlers, of course. He could threaten those who, I don't know. Look, we talk treason at a level, or hear sedition or tyranny at a level that you can't even imagine. I'm going to go to every single hospital that's receiving a big chunk of government money and tell you that if you want to continue to get that money, you're going to tell everybody who works for you they need to get the first shot, the second shot, and any boosters come down the pike. This is after. This is already after we already knew from just the first two shots how damaging these things were. We already knew that it was the most damaging and deadly pharmaceutical agent ever used in the history of mankind. We also knew that it was emergency use authorization, which meant you cannot force anybody to take it. You can't. Did that stop them? No, it didn't. How many hospitals lost massive amount of staff? How many businesses lost massive amount of staff and had to close their doors? How many? Again, was this something that needed to be done? No, it wasn't. Because today we know the actual knockdown power of COVID-19 is about as bad as the yearly flu. We were lied to. We were cajoled. We were sold a box of goods that's totally insane. The entire world was put on lockdown via a test that proved that only 1% of the positives, maybe as many as 8%, some would say, but usually about 1% or 2% of all of the positives with the PCR test, that's all. 1% or 2% of all of the tests across the country and across the world. And we're talking about well over a billion tests. But yet we locked down country after country and we destroyed economy after economy. And this was known. How do I know it was known? The inventor of the test stood up to say, that's not what it's for. It's not going to work. You can't use it for that. But they did anyway. They did. So again, we're looking at tyranny far beyond anything you can imagine. Let's go to the next one. Military's destruction. Our military, the best, the most, the most ready military on the planet. How do I know that? 30 years working in that military, doing things I can't even talk about today. Do I know how good they are? Yes, I do. Or how good they were? Yes, I do. Do I know how ready they were? Yes, I do. Do I know a lot of good things about it? Yes, I do. What the hell is Roger talking about then? When you tell a military that you need to take a vaccine or we're kicking you out, and they've been looking and they know that vaccine can kill them, they know that vaccine can give them a heart attack, they know that vaccine can do this, it can do that, it can do this, it can do that, and I could go over and over and over again, point after point. There are known to be over 40,000 possible side effects from these things with a relationship to over 2,000 other diseases. Nothing in the history of mankind has ever been as dangerous to put in your body as these vaccines. But you're going to tell our military they need to take it or they're going to go home. Stop and think about that, people. How many of them already knew the danger? So you're going to tell a fighter pilot, you either need to put this gun to your head, there's only one bullet in it, we spun the chamber and pull the trigger, or you're going home. Anybody here who thinks I'm exaggerating, I'm not. The odds may be a little bit better than 1 in 6, but it's the same damn thing. It's the same thing. And we already know the death rate from COVID was exaggerated beyond belief. We already know it was a lie. So what did it do? It decimated the ranks. And then you come right behind that and you tell our people, if you want to be a woman, you can be a woman and we'll even pay for the change. If you want to be a man, you can be a man and we'll even pay for the change. This is within our military? Who the hell out there as a citizen paying their taxes is going to give money to a military that's going to allow people to change their gender, be in the hospital for months at a time, and you're paying for this? You're not paying for guns for them. You're not paying for submarines for them. You're not paying for airplanes for them. You're paying for them to go from a him to a her. What? Are you kidding me? And what does this do to morale? For any of you who never spent any time in the military, morale is one of the biggest components of any effectiveness of any military. What do you think of morale is like in the U.S. Army right now, the U.S. Navy right now, the U.S. Marines right now? You want me to go on? And this is all intentional. So let's go to the next one. Okay? Let's go to critical race theory. I know for a fact, because I grew up in a time when we had civil rights, I mean, just phenomenal people like Martin Luther King, who stood up to say, and I agreed with him 100%, we are all the same. We are all God's children. Nobody's better than anybody else. And I was a Democrat back then. And I agreed wholeheartedly. And today they want to teach your children that there's a difference between black children and white children, and white children have privilege and black children don't, and it shouldn't be that way. So what are we doing? We're taking everything that three generations of Americans learned the hard way and throwing it in the crapper. We're going back and telling them there's a difference between blacks and whites, and you shouldn't put up with it. Are you kidding me? And the thing is, no, I'm not kidding you. And why do you think parents revolted against this? For the same reason I just got as angry as I did, and I could be a lot more angry. So let's go right to point number 7, because it ties right into this. Domestic terrorist parents. Parents' rights are now defunct. The state controls your children. Okay? If your child decides at 6, 7 years old that they saw a movie at school, or they had a trans day at school, transgender day at school, and they decide that they think it would be more fun to be a girl than they're a boy, and you decide that there's no way in hell at this age you're going to make that decision, it's just not going to happen, they go back and tell their teacher, you could very well have a knock on the door from the government asking you, where's your child? And you could lose your child or lose custody of your child because you're now a domestic terrorist. Am I joking about any of this? No, really, I'm not. This is the America you live in today. Tell me where the treason starts here. Tell me where the sedition starts here. Tell me where the tyranny stops here. Okay, how about baby formula? Anybody here know that that could have been stopped, that they knew about this at least 6 months before it happened, and that the government is who shut down the plant that caused all of this to snowball? This was done intentionally. It was done to distract your attention from what? The rising death rate from the vaccines, which is going to be the biggest thing we're all going to face eventually. Within the next couple of years, the amount of humanity dying off from these vaccines is going to blow you all away. Those of you who survive. So what are we looking at here? Huh? We're looking at a distraction. Baby formula was a massive and a convenient distraction. Is it bad for our babies? Absolutely. Could it have been avoided? Absolutely. And there are out there scientists right now, researchers, economists that are saying this never had to happen. Thank you, government. You made it happen. How about Roe versus Wade? How about A.G. Merrick Garland failing to arrest those who were demonstrating outside of, SCOTUS, all of their homes, not just one, okay? And if you, and these are, of course, the conservative, all right? The conservative people, because those are the ones that had the numbers to overturn Roe versus Wade. But yet, we've got January 6th right now with hearings where Democrats are absolutely destroying or trying to destroy individuals, conservatives who walked through, most of them just walked through the Capitol taking selfies. You're going to be absolutely destroyed because you held rallies and what they would call a riot in the Capitol building. What's happening in front of the Supreme Court justices' homes? Why hasn't Merrick Garland sent anybody out to arrest any of these people? In other words, if you're a Democrat, you can get away with anything. If you are a conservative, you're going down hard. What about runaway inflation? More spending, more inflation. What is Biden doing right now? He's putting together bills to put out another $2 to $3 trillion to help Americans. What he's not realizing is that will probably be the straw on the camel's back that will absolutely destroy this economy, take it to its knees. And what about the oil? We already talked about that. What about the Ministry of Truth? Let's talk about that for a second. The Ministry of Truth, let's destroy the First Amendment by telling you that there is now an agency that's going to look at everything you say and tell you what is approved and what isn't approved. They even wanted the ability to go in and change people's tweets, to edit people's tweets. Are you kidding me? What about Russiagate, where the CIA, the FBI, and how many other agencies got together and told absolute 100% lies about Trump? Absolute lies. And we know this to be true now. We know it to be true 100%. What about all of this? I've just taken you through 13 points where I am showing you over and over again where treason, sedition, and tyranny are being committed against the American people. Now, let's wrap this up with what I started with. Let's wrap this up by going all the way back to the title of this show. The title of the show, Democrats and America's Destruction. Out of everything I've just said, when's the last time you heard any Democrat stand up to push back against any of this? Anything I just told you. Anything. Don't ask me about Republicans. They're not all good, but yes, there's been a lot of them that have stepped up to say this is not good. When's the last time you heard a Democrat about inflation? When's the last time you heard a Democrat about the border? When's the last time you heard a Democrat about anything, the oil production? When's the last time, in other words, you are looking at a party that is in total power, both houses of Congress and the presidency, and they are telling you flat out, shut up. This is the way it's going to be. These are your representatives. You elected them. You sent them there. Who the hell are they representing? And who in America who has children and goes home every single night and works their job and drives their car to church on Sunday is for any of what I just said? What that tells me is that you are happy with the people you sent to Washington to represent you, forming treasonous actions or perpetuating treasonous actions against you, and you're not going to say a word. I got to tell you something. We have an election coming up. If there isn't a massive shift to the Republican side, and no, I don't trust all the Republicans either, but I trust them more right now than I do the Democrats. If there isn't a massive shift to get these absolutely do-nothing, treasonous Democrats out of power, then don't complain anymore. I don't want to hear it because you're the idiots that are perpetuating it. You're letting it happen. You're giving it the legs it's walking on. You stand up and you protect this country. You stand up and you tell them, I'll send you back to Washington. But the first time you go against what we sent you there for, we're going to recall your butt. It's time right now. America is on her last leg. It's time right now. And it's not up to our leaders. They have failed us. It is up to you and me. And if we decide not to do it, stop complaining. You let it happen. So obviously you're all for it. I'm not. Have a great day, people. We'll be talking again next week.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.